Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner have settled back into their old routine again, and they have things pretty well straightened up in their store once more. And now, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot-'em-Down store and library. Abner is talking to a customer on the telephone. Listen.
Ain't got none. No, Mom. A what? Ain't got none. Yeah, we ain't got none of that neither, Miss Barton. Well, I can't help it. It ain't my fault. Well, listen, don't you know there's a war going on?
Miss Abner, you oughtn't to talk to customers that way.
I don't care. All us asking for something we ain't got. Special at Miss Barton.
Yeah, but I'm getting tired of hearing you say, don't you know there's a war going on? Special to Miss Barton, too. She's got a boy and a son-in-law in the service.
Oh, doggies, that's right.
Of course she knows there's a war going on.
Yeah.
You don't even look to see if we got whatever they want no more. You just say we ain't got it and then tell them there's a war going on.
Well, we most generally are out of a lot of stuff, ain't we?
Oh, not necessary. We're managing to keep a pretty good stock on hand here in spite of everything. And I think it's high time you's changing your altitude. Or one day we're going to wake up and find out we ain't got no customers left.
Why? What happened to them?
Well, they just won't come in here no more. They'll go somewhere else where they can get treated better.
Well, nobody treats customers nice nowadays, do they, Lum?
Well, not many places do, I'll admit.
I thought that was more likely some rule for the duration. Treat them rough.
I think a lot of people's got that idea. I can understand how you might get that impression, but it ain't so.
Oh.
I think that right now would be a good time to reconvert to good service.
Good service?
Yes, sir. We get the jump on everybody by starting to be nice right now.
Well, that don't sound like you're being very nice, going around jumping on everybody.
I mean, we'll get ahead of the other stores. We start in right now to be polite and friendly to all the customers. It's just good business to do that.
Well, if it's good business, I'm for it, I reckon. But how do you go about being nice that way?
Well, it's simple. Just act nice to everybody that comes in here or calls up on the phone. Act like you did before the war started.
Oh, that way, huh?
Yeah. Be as helpful as you can to them. Just be friendly in general.
Shake their hands and let them sit in a rocker here and take their hat and sit you there.
No, you don't need to go that far. Don't get carried away with the idea. Just say yes, Mom, and no, Mom, and please, Mom.
That's the way Cedric talks.
Well, ask them how their young'uns are and all such as that.
Uh-huh.
And keep smiling, too. That's important.
Keep smiling, huh?
Yeah. Don't let even a little bitty scowl wrinkle up your face.
Oh.
Try to make them think there ain't no one thing in the world that'd make you happier than waiting on them. It'd be so different, they'd appreciate it.
That last part ain't gonna be easy to do, though, if the Widder Abernathy's the one I'm waiting on, Mom. Special not if she brings that pack of wild young'uns of hers in here and they start tearing up the store. You want me to smile when them young'uns start throwing canned goods in here, throw something right through the front window, smile at them?
Well, I admit that does put a storekeeper to the test, all right. But we gotta do it regardless.
I'll smile at them with a board, that's what I'll do.
Keep smiling is gonna be our motto.
Keep smiling, huh?
Yeah, we're going to be known as the happy merchants in the friendly store.
Well, be known as what?
The happy merchants in the friendly store.
Okay, that's a pretty long name. I don't believe Elizabeth can ever recollect that long. She has a hard enough time with just a little short name like Abner.
Well, I don't mean we be called that. We'll just be known as that.
No, I was going to say it wouldn't be good for us both to be called that, no way. Folks would get us mixed up. We would, too. Say hello friendly or hello happy. I wouldn't know if it's me or you that's talking.
Friendly store. We're the happy merchants. Well, don't worry about it anyway, because they ain't going to be our names no ways.
Oh, I don't like that happy, Abner. I don't like that.
What I want you to do is to get out them old signs and put them up again.
What old signs? You mean the ones we put up for the fire sale that time?
No, they...
We ain't had no fire long.
I never said we did.
Squire Skimp says it's again the law to start a fire on a purpose.
I ain't talking about no fire sale signs. I mean them that says service with a smile and money cheerfully refunded and all them. We're going to start reconverting right now.
Oh, with them signs, huh?
Yes, sir. Get them out and tack them up again where everybody can see them. Special that, and it says service with a smile.
Yeah, yeah. I only did like it and pretty good anyway. Had that feller's face up around one corner of it, you know.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him.
He had a big high collar on, his hair parted in the middle. He was smiling something wonderful.
Oh, he was a jolly-looking little cuss.
Yes, he was. He was happy. It's nice having him around us to work, because he looks so friendly and cheerful, you know.
Well, that's just the way we got to look, too.
You mean we got to start wearing them high collars and parting our hair in the middle?
No, I mean we got to smile like him.
Well, it wouldn't be no use for me to smile if I had on one of them high collars like his and mom. Nobody could tell what I was doing, no way. My mouth would be clean down behind that corner there. I'd collar, I could look mean or happy or anything.
Well, you can get the collar to fit you. It don't have to be as big as that, and that was a cartoon, I think.
Well, he had on a high collar, I'll say that for him. His neck must be might nigh as long as a giraffe.
Well, don't worry about it. I never said you'd have to wear one. You'd look silly anyways. You'd look like you was peeking over a whitewashed fence.
Yeah, it would, sort of, wouldn't it? That's a gooder-law. You're a wit when you set your head to it, you know.
Yeah, I get off a gooder now and then. I wasn't half trying then, either.
I ought to tell that to Lizzie best I can recollect it.
Never knowed it was going to be so comical when I said it.
Yeah, whitewashed fence.
Them things just comes natural to me, I reckon. Well, better get them signs put up before some customers come.
Yeah, all right, I'll get them. I want to take a look at that.
And keep smiling.
Oh, yeah, I will. I'm a happy merchant. Oh, happy me. That's the line.
Pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, boy, smile. Wait a minute, Abner. Yonder comes a customer. You can get the signs later on. Let's try out our new policy on him.
Wait a minute, that ain't no customer, Lom. That's Grandpappy Spears.
Well, sometimes he's a customer. He buys stuff occasional.
Yeah.
He'd be a good one to practice on anyway.
Yeah, that varmint, I hate to start on him trying to be happy.
Well, now, recollect, be nice and polite. Give him all kinds of service. And above all, keep smiling.
Yeah, I know what to do. I'll try.
I'm anxious to see how it works.
Yeah, howdy, howdy, howdy.
And a happy how do you do to you, my dear friend and customer.
Yes, sir, I was just down at the barber shop.
What'd you call me, Abner?
Welcome to the friendly store. Two happy merchants at your service here.
Careful, Abner. Don't overdo it. We're proud to see you, Mr. Spears, and if there's anything we can help you with, why, we're more than glad to do it.
Yes, sir, Mr. Spears, just anything at all. We're so happy to wait on you, we can't hardly stand it.
Well, for pity's sakes, what's come over you fellas anyway?
Oh, nothing at all. Just happy as all. Cheerful and friendly, that's us.
You're touched in the head, if you want my opinion.
Huh?
Abner, better let me handle this. Mr. Spears, we're here to serve you in the best way we know how. If you've got any complaints, just let us know and we'll straighten everything out. We aim to please. The customer in our store is all as right.
Was he right about us being catched?
Hush up, Abner. Now then, Mr. Spears, Barnum. What can we do for you?
Yeah, Mr. Spears, what can we do for you?
Well, I don't want you to do nothing for me. I just come in to tell you who I seen down to barber shop. You'll never guess. No, sir, never in a pigeon-toed world.
Now, listen, Grandpap, we're trying to be polite to you, so the least you can do is to buy a little something.
Abner, watch your tone of voice there and recollect a smile.
Oh, I forgot.
No, sir, you'll never guess. Do you know who it was, Ron?
Well, I know.
Do you know Abner?
Of course not. I weren't down there.
Abner, don't scowl.
I'm sorry.
Yes, sir, I'll tell you who it was. Gessmer Butte.
Gessmer Butte?
Yes, sir, you know him, Abner.
Yeah,
lives west of town there with his mama.
Yeah, I know who he is, but what's so wonderful about seeing him down at the barber shop?
Well, that's the first time his mama ever let him go in the barber shop. Here he is, a boy going on 22 and ain't never been inside of a barber shop before.
Now, Grandpap, he ain't that old.
Abner, don't argue.
Well, he ain't.
This is all part of our new policy. Keep the customer happy.
I'll try.
No, sir, it was the first time he's ever in there. And you ought to saw how mad old Mose Moots got when Gessmer clumb up into the barber chair, unwrapped a package, and taken out a big oatmeal bowl and slapped it on his head and said, all right, start cutting. Well, wait a minute. What are you fellas grinning at me that way for?
We ain't grinning. We're smiling.
You're grinning, and I don't like it. Are you trying to make out like I ain't telling the truth?
Why, no. We never said nothing like that.
Well, what's the matter then? What are you making fun of me for, then?
We ain't making fun of you, honest.
Yes, you are. Well, there's something curious going on here, and I tell you again, I don't like it.
I could tell something was wrong the minute I come inside the door there.
Well, now, Grandpa,
I could tell by the looks on your faces. You look like a couple of spavin-legged jack-o'-lanterns.
Now, listen here. Don't you go calling us names, Grandpappy Spare.
Listen, Grandpa, we weren't making fun of you at all. It's just our new policy here, giving service with a smile.
We're happy merchants.
I don't care what you are. Them donkey grins on your faces has given me the creeps ever since I got in here. Is it my clothes you're laughing at about me?
Your clothes? Why, that's...
What's the matter with my clothes? What's the matter with them?
Well, there ain't nothing the matter.
All right, so maybe my britches aren't as good as they ought to be. But Charity has just been too busy the last couple of weeks to get around
Grandpap,
to it.
Grandpap, we never said nothing about your
britches. Jiminy, I ain't going to stand here and let you fellas make fun of my woman just because she can't keep up on her ironing.
Well, we ain't...
I tell you, I ain't coming in this knock-kneed store again as long as I live. If I live to be 190 years
old... Grandpap, now come back here.
The very oddest. Two grown men grinning like a couple of Cheshire cats with nothing better to do than stand around and waste their time making fun of a poor little old woman. And don't you fellas know there's a war going on?